You're listening to SBS News.
Bumper trade at a hairdresser's in northern France, ahead of the start of a new nationwide lockdown. You'd think Christmas had come early. Customers are rushing to get a haircut. I've been constantly on the phone trying to squeeze in appointments. Hairdressers, bars and restaurants are among businesses that from today cannot open their doors. People have been told to stay in their homes, except to buy essential goods, seek medical attention, take a child to school, essential work, providing urgent help to a family member, or 1 hour a day of exercise within 1 kilometre of the home. Prime Minister Jean Castex says the measures will help slow the spread of COVID-19.
Puisque le virus accélère.
Since transmission of the virus is accelerating, we have to accelerate too. The goal is simple: protect the health of our fellow citizens by breaking, by all means possible, the epidemic spiral.
Hospital staff fear receiving a soaring number of COVID-19 patients. Paris-based hospital doctor Jérôme Pinault has appealed for people to follow the new restrictions.
I'm quite angry with the attitude of people who are supposed to know about rules, who have lived through the lockdown, who have lived through the first wave and who do not respect social distancing. I encourage people to respect, as much as possible and strictly, the new lockdown.
With infections in Europe exceeding 10 million, the European Union has agreed to finance the transfer of patients across borders within the bloc to prevent hospitals being overwhelmed. The head of the European Union Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, says at a video conference, EU leaders agreed to better coordinate efforts to battle the virus.
The spread of the virus will overwhelm our healthcare systems if we do not act urgently. We are making €220 million available to finance a safe cross-border transfer of patients where it is needed.
EU leaders also committed to a fair distribution of vaccines once available.
The member states will all get vaccines at the same time and at the same conditions based on their share of the EU population they have.
In England, coronavirus cases are doubling every 9 days. Britain's government is resisting calls for a national lockdown, saying it will stick with a system of local lockdowns. The chairman of Epidemiology and Public Health Medicine at Imperial College, Paul Elliott, says it's vital that action is taken.
Whatever it is, we do need to do something because at the moment the virus is rapidly increasing. The rate of rise of the virus has actually gone up nationally.
Spain's parliament has voted in favour of extending a nationwide state of emergency by 6 months, giving regional authorities extra powers to control a second wave of coronavirus. Spain registered a record 23,580 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. The government's leaving it to each region to decide its own measures. Catalonia, home of the city of Barcelona, has announced a ban on entering or exiting the territory for 15 days. It's a virus hotspot and already has some of the country's toughest measures in place. Esteve Bosch of the Catalonia Health Union Federation says tight restrictions on movement are merited.
Everything that is limiting mobility, as they are doing so far, is going to help, of course, because we are seeing that currently the curve of contagions is going upwards and while it continues to grow, we must continue looking for solutions.
Bulgaria's president, Rumen Radev, is quarantining after his secretary general tested positive for coronavirus. The country's prime minister and central bank governor are in self-isolation after testing positive for the infection. In the United States, the White House Coronavirus Task Force has warned of a persistent and broad spread of COVID-19 in the western half of the country. Its members are urging aggressive countermeasures. Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci has told CNBC the wearing of face masks should be made compulsory nationwide.
This is going to get worse because we're going more into a colder season as we get through the fall and into the winter. With the holiday season going, we've got to do something different. We can't just let this happen. We're going to have many more hospitalizations, and that will inevitably lead to more deaths.
At a crowded outdoor campaign rally in Florida, where there was little mask wearing, U.S. President Donald Trump told fans he was supportive of face coverings. He ruled out a shutdown like the one in France.
They're spiking up big. They're shutting down. They're locking down. I disagree with that because we're never going to lock down again. We locked down. We understood the disease. And now we're open for business.
Meanwhile, at a drive-in rally for the Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, also in Florida, attendees remained in their cars to avoid possible spread of coronavirus. The former vice president said he would shut down the virus.
Donald Trump has waved the white flag, abandoned our families, and surrendered to the virus. But the American people don't give up. We don't give in. And we surely don't cower, and nor will I under any circumstances.
Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.